Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Clarence?
Who's this?
My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. I believe you placed an order with us.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I just need quick 10 to 15 minutes of yours so I can welcome you on board, explain to you the process, and I'll be on my way, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right. First of all, Clarence, welcome on board. I want to guide you in terms of how we will be establishing a standard process in terms of having your book completed. So my first question for you is, what exactly is the book about and what is your vision behind this?
The book is, well, let me give you a little bit about my background. I spent 38 years in federal, state, and local law enforcement. I went from patrol officer to chief of police to to a commissioner.
Okay.
And I worked in D.C., Boston, New York, Miami. And the book is written, the title of it is Remember to Remember What You Already Know, The Journey of a Black Youth to Top Cop.
Interesting. Okay.
I have the cover already done, and I have a group of people from federal judges to others who've commented on it. And
Excellent.
everybody thinks that it's a winner. The purpose of the book was to provide the general public with black people and other minorities in particular some insights on how to avoid being injured or killed when you interact with police.
Okay, that is an interesting topic. How did you end up writing this book? May I know?
Well, I spent, like I say, 38 years in law enforcement at all different levels. And I saw a lot of things because I came on the police department 60 years ago, 2 weeks after the March on Washington.
Okay.
So I saw the civil rights demonstrations, the anti-war demonstrations, and a lot of things. And I saw the excessive use of force, and I always intervened. And in one of my positions, when I was chief of police in Montgomery County, which is the largest, most populous county in the state of Maryland, I was the first county police chief black in the history of Maryland. And I fired four officers who used excessive force, including deadly force, and I put one in jail. So the Washington Post said that I was a very technically competent person, but a very harsh disciplinarian, because most police chiefs don't want to put cops in jail or fire them, but I don't have a problem doing that, or didn't have a problem doing it. So what I'm doing is it's a book that provides advice about being calm, about, for instance, if you're driving and you have somebody in the car that you could stop, you know you weren't speeding, you know you didn't run a stop sign, you know you didn't run a red light. Don't try the case in the street. Don't get into a shouting argument with the police because you're going to lose that. And you can either get hurt or killed.
Yes.
So I'm pointing out all the things that people should do not to leave any interaction with the police unharmed and alive.
Oh, it's about time somebody spoke about that. I am so glad to be part of this project, Clarence. It's going to be a learning curve for me as well. So let me explain to you how we'll be working together. Are you in front of your computer right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you must have received an email from Creative Design Agency. Can you pull that up for me, please?
Yeah, I see. Raphael B. Silva. Yeah, I think that's it. Okay, welcome on board. Yes, I have it.
Yes, and the email would consist of an option that says Get Started.
Is hope you are doing well
Oh no,
in a
it will be
warm
an email before that.
environment. Let me get out of this and go back. Oh, okay, Steve Wilson. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Teamwork. Okay.
Okay, you need to click on Get Started. We actually use an online portal for communication and timely delivery, so everything is on the record for you and for our reference. It's much more convenient that way, you know, instead of you sending individual emails to different people from the team. So I need you to sign up on the portal by going to the Get Started link. Once you go there, they will ask you to create your password. Let me know once you're there.
Okay, I clicked on Get Started, and I'm seeing how Welcome to Creative Design Agency.
That is correct.
Bye. And then I would like to receive news about Teamwork Product Services by signing up. You agree to the storing of your data.
You don't need to check mark the one that says receive more information about new products, but the second one, it says something about the notifications, I believe, or saving your information. Check mark that and skip out the one where they say that you should be informed about any future products.
Okay. I've done that.
Okay, once you submit that, you should be logged in. You need to go to the messages section.
It says sign up. Click on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Set up your Teamwork account. And put my email, and it says work email address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you need to create your password.
I gotta make a password. Let me think for a minute. This will take a minute because I gotta think of something.
Sure. Are you in?
Get the password in. I've got the password in, and I'm getting on Get Started for free. Is that correct?
I can barely hear you.
Okay. I said I have the password and my name, full name, and I'm clicking on get started for free. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, choose industry. Let me see what that is.
Is it asking you to select from individual contributor and project manager?
It says choose industry is the first thing.
No, I don't think we are not on the right track. It shouldn't ask you that because your account is already created. You were just supposed to set up your password. Okay.
Yeah, well, this is going into about your company, set up your Teamwork account.
Yeah, Teamwork, specifically Creative Design Agency, is actually the name of the portal that we're using, but it's not supposed to ask you for the industry. Can you send me a screenshot of what it actually shows you now? Can you, like, take a picture and send it to me?
Ma'am, I'm not that computer literate. I was a senior person. I had people that did this.
Okay. Let me resend you the invite. Let's see.
Okay, well, let me come out of this.
Yes. You're going to receive a new email, and then we will begin from there. You clicked on Get Started, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, first thing, you click on Get Started. It's going to redirect you to the official page. And that's where it's going to ask you to create a password. The email address will already be there. Is that something
right,
that you did?
The password is saying, should I save that password? Oh.
Yeah, save it. So you don't have to, you know, keep entering the password again and again, and you won't forget.
Okay. I'm waiting. This thing is kind of slow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me know what it shows you next, okay?
Well, it's not. It hasn't showed up. Your email to me hasn't shown up.
Okay. You mentioned something about having the book cover being created already. So did you have any illustration team working on that, an artist? How did you have that done?
I had an artist that has done it, and everybody who's seen it is very satisfied with it.
Okay, that is great.
And I have comments on the book cover that from people of, you know, from a district court judge, retired, and everybody on it has at minimum a master, you know, either MD or JD or PhD.
That is amazing. I would really like to see the cover.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to send, don't I have to send you, because the cover and the work all in one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you see it then?
Where exactly do you want to send that to me?
I don't. You give me an email, you know, for your company, and I can send it to you there.
Okay. Well, let's try to figure the portal out. If the portal doesn't work, then I will share my email address with you, and you can share everything to me via email. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm still not, haven't received anything from you yet.
Okay, let me see. You need to go back to your inbox. I have resent you the invite. Just refresh it, and it should come through. It'll be from Creative Design Agency. A new email.
What's wrong with this damn thing? Let me do this. I'm gonna call, come all the way out and go back in and see if I can get it up. I had to go all the way out to try to get back in this thing. I don't know.
If you do that through the Get Started link, that will be much more easier for you. Go back to the email and click on Get Started.
Well, I've got to get back into my email because it came out of my email to see if they have a
okay.
Get
Started. Sure.
I don't know why it's taking so long to reload. Okay. This is Samantha Hayes.
Yes.
Is that you? Okay. All right. This is
okay.
You've been added. Now you want me to click on Get Started, right?
Yes, click on Get Started.
All right. And you want me to go back and click on that by signing up? I've
yes.
already signed up.
You have signed up.
So do I need to click on it again?
Yes, yes, please.
All right. Okay. Okay, now what? Because they just finished sign up, but that's in light. So what happens after that?
Yep.
Nothing's happening.
Okay, so what is it showing you now?
It's just saying your team today, first name Clarence, last name Edwards,
mm-hmm.
and then to create the password is life, so that's been done. And then I clicked on by signing up, you agreed to the storing of your data.
Yes, yes. Just put in all the information. Yeah, put in all the information it's requesting and proceed forward. I believe that is sign up, right? So just click on that and it should let you in.
Okay, I hit on sign up. Now it's clicking on, it wants my email again. So I'll do that. So I put my email in and it says password. You want me to put my password in again?
Yes.
Okay. It's in. Then it says full name. I put my full name in. Now get started. Do you want me to click on Get Started or what?
Yes.
It says choose industry.
Again, what are the options that you're getting there?
It says set up your Teamwork account, and then the first thing is choose industry. how many people are in your company? That's not, that doesn't apply.
No. Again, it has taken you to a sign up. We were supposed to just continue from there. You know what? Forget about this, Terrence. I don't think we can actually log into that. Why don't you take down my email? And then you can submit your manuscript along with the book cover to me.
Okay.
Let me know once you're ready.
Okay, just 1 minute. Okay, let me have your email.
All right, that is going to be Samantha. Let me spell that out for you phonetically. It's S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, N as in November.
Oh, okay, after A is N.
N as in November. Yes, Samantha.
So, okay, and then T-H-A.
That is correct. Samantha dot.
Okay. Dot.
Hayes, that is H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, at Penguin Book Writers with an S.
Penguin Books or Book?
Book.
Okay, Book.
Writers with an S. .com.
Okay, I got that. Let me get put that in. S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A dot H-A-Y-E-S at Penguin Book Writers dot C-O. O-M. Okay, I'm going to send this to you right now.
Okay.
Okay. It was sent.
Is it done?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to wait for it to appear in my inbox. While I do that, let me explain to you the process. And I have another quick question to ask you. Do you have any estimated timeline or deadline for the project completion?
6 to 8 weeks.
I'm sorry?
I say six. You're talking about for publication, 6 to 8 weeks, I would hope.
Okay, all right. Well, let me give you a rough estimate. It takes about 2 to 3 months in order to complete the editing of a book of 150 pages. So you can keep a rough estimate of the time frame for the book, somewhere around there, okay? Now, first things first, I want to know, in your opinion, what do you think, what kind of editing would the book need? There are two types of editing that we offer, editing services that we offer. One of them is just a compliance check in which we will check for grammatical issues, typos, punctuation, any spelling mistakes, along with the formatting. That's called line editing. Okay, that's just the compliance check. We do not touch the story in that process. I'm sorry, go ahead. You're saying something.
Well, when the guy gave me two prices, and the one I went with was $2,646.
That involves the latter one. That means we will be providing you an evaluation report first after the experts have reviewed the complete manuscript. So let me explain to you what the evaluation report would contain. They would sit down, join heads, review the complete manuscript, and provide you an analysis in terms of the strengths of the manuscript along with the weaknesses and recommendations or suggestions in regards to how the manuscript can be improved. All that will be sent to you in 7 to 8 working days, and of course we will require your feedback on it, okay? Now, whatever you do not agree with, you can just let us know, so we won't implement that on the manuscript. You with me?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that is the first phase, you can say, evaluation of the manuscript. Once you confirm or approve the suggestions or recommendations provided to you, second phase will begin, in which we will start to actually edit the manuscript and send you the drafts. So you might receive a chapter or two in every 4 working days, and we will ask you to provide any revisions, any changes that you feel that you may have in terms of what the team has edited so far. For example, the second draft that you will receive might just be chapter 1 edited from the team. And then we'll ask you to review it. You can review that, and you might agree with, let's say, 10 changes, and you might reject 5 of them, okay? And then you can let us know according to that. That's how the process will continue. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm starting. The evaluation is the first thing. What's the second stage?
The second stage is implementation of the recommendations and suggestions provided to you in the first phase. Okay?
Implementation of suggestions. Okay, got that.
All right, now the final phase. Once we have developed all the content, like completed the book to the last chapter, then we will enter the third phase, in which we will run a compliance check on the entire book, and we will start to work on the formatting or the layout of the book, as per the publishing standards, of course. You understand that, right? Every publishing platform has a certain criteria that the books need to meet, a certain requirement in terms of the layout of the book. So last phase would be a compliance check along with the formatting.
All right, compliance check and formatting, got that.
Yes. Once we are done with all 3 phases, your book would be ready to go live. Then we will go on to the publication. Now, I see that you have 8 platforms in your package. So we will start off with the primary ones, which is Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and then we will move on to the rest of them one by one. And while we are publishing the book, we will also send you the copies, the printed copies that are included in your package.
Can you hold 1 minute? I got a call coming in.
Sure.
Just 1 second. Tony?
Yes.
Yeah, let me call you right back. I'm on a long-distance call.
Take your time, man. No rush. I'm home all night.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm back.
All right, no worries. So, as I was saying, while we are publishing your book on the 8 platforms listed in your package, we will send you one printed copy just to make sure that everything is up to the mark. That'll be a test copy, okay? Once you provide a go-ahead that there are no changes required, then we will send you the rest of them. All right?
Okay. All right.
So everything will happen step by step, of course. Let me ask you this. Is this your first time publishing the book?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then you're going to learn a lot of things, too. It is very exciting, let me tell you. And it's an entirely new world, all right? So it's going to be a completely different exposure for you as well. And I'm very excited to guide you regarding that.
Okay. Do you have the manuscript yet?
Let me check. All right, C. Edwards, I believe that's you. 7788@comcast.net.
Yes.
All right, so I have a manuscript here, book cover. Let me open that up. And I have another version of the manuscript, and that says working draft with cover that is 12/5/2022. So which manuscript? I think it's the same one.
Yeah, I think they're all the same. I don't know why it came out like that, but
I think it's the one
on the right that has my picture and mm-hmm. the book cover and then the manuscript under it. You have just the flat manuscript to the left. Then you have, I think, the book cover in the middle, and then you have the book cover and the manuscript.
That is correct. And, yes, this is good to go. Let me pull up your book cover. Oh, that's really nice. Is that you on the book cover?
Yep.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, that's a good idea. Remember to remember. Nice. What you already know, the journey of a black youth to top cop. Interesting. Okay, this is wonderful. I think we do not need any additional work on the book cover, so that is good to go. It's just not in the right format, but I think I can work at something. All right, we will look into this. There might be some minor adjustments, but overall, the book cover is good to go, approved. And let me really quickly open up the manuscript to see if everything is good to go here. Okay, it shows 172 pages. Okay, I have a quick question. Your manuscript currently stands at 172 pages, and the trim size for it is 8.5 by 11. That's a big book. You know, just like how academic books are, very large, huge pages.
I'm not looking for that.
Right. You need this to be in a 6 by 9 standard trim size, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, then your manuscript will need to be reformatted, and of course that is included in your package. But let me give you a heads up. If we are going to turn this or resize this into a 6x9 format, that's going to be a smaller page, okay? That means we are multiplying 172 by 2. So your book will have, let me do the quick calculation. It's going to have 344 pages in a 6x9 format. Is that fine with you?
344?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't have a problem. Is that too many pages? I mean, I have a lot of stuff in there because it's meant to be of encounters
mm-hmm.
with the bully.
Mm-hmm.
So I have everything that I could think about that would
yes.
be helpful getting her to kill.
Of course. I understand. Originally, or usually you can say, when we are looking at memoirs or self-help books, ideally the standard page count should be somewhere around 150 to 200. Because a lot of, if it's a thick book, if it's very condensed, people really have a problem buying a huge book. Of course, they don't want an encyclopedia. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So when we have a situation like this, we usually provide the option to divide the book into two volumes. Do you think that is something that we may be able to do with your book? Or you want to keep it as one?
I agree. Actually, when I saw 171, I was thinking that was the total number of pages. I didn't realize it was going to be 344.
See, you could not have known. Yes, you could not have known. It's something very technical. And a lot of people who are working or publishing their book for the very first time, they often get confused with the trim sizes. So it was a tricky thing, and you could not have known. So there are two ways in which we can proceed forward from here, okay? Either we can make it into a two-book series, like Volume 1 and Volume 2. Maybe we can change the subtitle of it. Maybe you know a breaking point in which we can divide the book. That is Option 1. Option 2 is us proceeding with 344 pages. It's a risk that you might take, but if you are against dividing the book, then this would be the best possible option available for us to move forward with. What do you think?
If people are more prone to buy it if it's two volumes, then that's the way to go. But now, where to break it at, I would have to really study it, and I would need some assistance on what to do.
Of course. You know what I'll do? Yeah, let me help you out with that, okay? First phase is evaluation of the entire manuscript, right? So let me ask the team to suggest where they feel the book should be divided from. Okay. Meanwhile, you can do your own research as well. Once we both are done, we can collaborate, discuss the possible options, and then, you know, figure out the best one. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. That way, we won't be making any rash decision, because this has to be a very well-informed, educated decision that we are about to make, because it's important. It's crucial.
Right. Well, I like I said, I don't have any experience, so I'm going to be reliant upon you or the team to tell me what is best. But, you know, I'm just trying to get something out there that would be helpful.
Exactly.
You know, and I think if you have a chance to read it, you will see what I'm saying.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. So let's leave this to the experts. And to be very honest with you, Clarence, I'm a project manager. I am not the person with the technical writing stuff or any experience in writing. My job is to handle your project, make sure that you're getting timely deliveries, and also maintain the quality, all right, of the work. So that is basically my job. So I'm going to stick to that, and I'm going to leave all this technical stuff to the experts who are actually well equipped to provide you a proper opinion. All right, so I'm going to notify the team.
Just 1 minute. This is American Express, so I got to answer them.
Sure.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I didn't know if I'm expressed late once again. Check it.
It's all right.
Charge.
All good?
Yeah, all good.
Okay, perfect. All right, one more thing that... Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I can come back to what I was going to say. You can go ahead with yours.
Okay, I was just thinking about the possible options for the book cover. See, this cover is all done. Do you
what?
Need to take that?
No, I didn't hear you this damn other phone. Everybody's called me. Now,
okay.
You were saying, would you please start
right.
over?
Okay. I'm going to wrap up. I was saying that the possible suggestion for the book cover can be that we can use different variations of maybe the shade of blue. Use the same theme, use the same logo and picture, maybe change the subtitle and change the color of it. That way it will have a certain resemblance and it will show that this is a sequence or a two-book series. I can send you some examples of it too. All right?
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. Send me the example.
Yep. All right. Just a heads up, Clarence, if we are going to divide the book into two parts, we won't be working on one book then. It's going to be two books. That means two publishing services, two sets of editing, two sets of table of contents, two book covers. You understand that? It's going to multiply by two, okay, if we proceed on that option.
So that would mean the rate would jump double, right?
That is correct. So let's wait for a suggestion from the experts first, and then based on that, we're going to make a wise decision, you and me together, and then we'll proceed from there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so that's pretty much it from my end, Clarence. I got everything that I needed. I'm going to assign a team, and I will provide you an editorial report as soon as possible so we can decide on the next plan of action.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I'm really excited to work on this project with you, and you and I together, we're going to make this look a huge success, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Baby steps. Thank you so much. You have yourself a wonderful day.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.